Daily Rest, Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. This week's theme is Christian Education. For I have known him, that is Abraham, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. God has a plan for you and your children. Perhaps you've heard the saying, every chain is only as strong as its weakest link. God has a plan, and it involves you and your children. In our weakness, we might wonder why we are a part of the chain of God's plan. Surely I'll ruin the goodness and mercy of the Lord if any part of it counts on me. The Bible promises our strength and help comes from the Lord. There is no weak link. God's plan of salvation was to establish his church through the promised seed of Abraham, through whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. This plan didn't rely on Abraham's character or strength. Rather, God says, "For I have known him." God was on his way to destroy the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and our verse is the reason he did not hide this from Abraham. Soon God will come to destroy the wicked and evil world around us. He does not hide this from us. The Lord knows us as his own, and he has saved us from sin, death, and the devil by his sacrificial death and victorious resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. We teach this good news to our children, so that they too will be part of the strong chain of God's plan. Now they look to Jesus' righteousness, not their own. They are justified by faith through the promised seed of Abraham. We are encouraged to use every available resource to bring God's word into the lives of our children and families. That way, the Holy Spirit will guide and equip our children to keep the way of the Lord. Christian education does that. It starts in the home with faithful parents and continues in our schools with teachers sent by the Lord for your family. O Lord, guard us all in the way of Jesus. Amen. This daily devotion was taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.